Hello and welcome to the latest programme in the series about WEA, the Workers' Educational Association, as it operates here on the Capitol Coast. I'm Peter Fleming and I'm hosting the programme and I'd like to introduce our regular contributor to it, Bruce Taylor.
Hello, Peter. Thank you for this opportunity to talk about our programme for the year. It's just arrived and I'm excited about it. We have our brochures now available, and they are being posted to anyone who's on our membership list or who has enrolled for a program activity in recent years.
Bruce, I've told you before we started recording the program, it's all pretty new to me, but I've had a quick look at the brochure, and it is very impressive what you're doing. Perhaps you could just explain, for there will be other new listeners besides myself, I'm sure, just a little bit of background about exactly what the Workers' Educational Association is, why it is, and how it works.
Yes, we are an adult educational group, and we were originally founded in Great Britain, but it has obviously spread to Aotearoa, New Zealand, and Capitol Coast WEA has been providing educational opportunities for adults of all ages on the Capitol Coast since 1977. And for this year, we have a full program of Saturday seminars or talks. We have 24 of those planned. We have two bus trips planned for this coming year. And we have five midweek courses planned.
It's an impressive list, Bruce. For somebody who hasn't come across it before, I'm amazed at the selection of courses that you've got here.
Yes, well, our education subcommittee has planned this program over the last, 4 or 5 months, really. And it's now available to members and everyone else who's interested. We welcome all comers. The brochure's available in the libraries on the Kapiti Coast from Paraparaumu through to Otaki. They will be posted to members and anyone who's attended a course in the previous year or two. And the website is also a new website. It is www.kapitiwea.org.nz. So there are full details in our brochure and on our new website. Now, in addition to that, our first newsletter for the year has been emailed to everyone on our database, and that contains information about courses for February and particular open day, which I would like to say a bit more about later in the program.
So what's your membership? I mean, what sort of people are you attracting? You say open to everybody, I can see that. But yeah.
The membership is mainly in the retired demographic, but we do welcome people of all ages. As I say, we are focused on learning something new as an adult in an informal setting. There are no exams, and we have top tutors and speakers. I could mention here another innovation that all full-time students in tertiary education or secondary education can attend our Saturday seminars free for this year. And we would welcome to see perhaps some younger faces too. Occasionally they do come, but I think we do need to get a little bit more balanced into the composition of some of our courses.
I think it's a cry from many an organisation, Bruce, at the moment. You know, where are the young people?
Well, shall we go on to the open day? And then the first seminar for this year is on the 15th of February, Saturday the 15th of February, from 9:30 a.m. on through to 1 p.m. This is our open day, and it's on climate change. We pick an environmental theme for our open days, and I'm sure there will be a lot of interest in this because the questions being asked, and we hope answered by our speakers, are, is a political consensus on climate change possible? And secondly, how do we prepare for its impacts? How do we adapt and engage and manage retreat from coastlines? Our two speakers are Dr. Russell Norman, who's the Executive Director of Greenpeace, Aotearoa, New Zealand, and Professor Jonathan Boston, an Emeritus Professor of Public Policy at Victoria University. Now, this open day, as in the past, is free, including a free morning tea. And it will be held at the Waikanae Baptist Church Hall in Timuana Road, Waikanae. The full details are on our website and, of course, in our brochure. Dr. Russell Norman will explore the question of whether, in fact, we can restore a political consensus for action on climate change. There was a time when climate change was a non-partisan issue, but today that clear pattern of political partisanship is emerging. So he'll explore that issue further, looking at the evidence and thinking out loud about what this means for those of us who are committed to protecting the life-supporting capacity of planet Earth. Dr. Jonathan Boston will address some of the critical policy issues surrounding climate change adaptation, including the many challenges associated with moving large numbers of people, along with related physical structures in the face of severe floods and accelerating sea level rise. Now, here on the Cavity Coast, this is a very real issue with council policies and concern about whether, in fact, housing along our coastline will have to be retreated, moved inland, and how's this going to be informed, where are the people going to go, and, of course, who should pay.
I don't see anybody. Do people like local councillors come along to these?
Yes, well, they're not specifically invited, but they may, of course, enrol, and they'd be very welcome.
Yeah, I was just when you're talking about the potential for moving houses and things. Mm. Well, the first word that came into my mind was, oh, well, what about the council? Well, what are they going to do? Whether you'd have anybody there to sort of explain things at all?
No, well, our format is an invited speaker or speakers, then questions and discussion. We have, from time to time, had the mayor and the deputy mayor address our AGMs. Janet Holborough addressed our AGM 2 years ago, and Councillor Lawrence Kirby addressed the AGM last year.
Right.
And issues about adaptation to climate change were briefly discussed with members then.
Yeah, I mean, you could... I guess you'd normally try to stay away from too many contentious issues, looking down what you've got coming. They're fascinating. There's some tremendous range of subjects you've got here, Bruce, that to go to. And I do have to say, as a retiree myself, the opportunity to, as you said at the beginning, there's no exams, there's nothing like that, there's no pressure. And I think sometimes the opportunity to... You look back on school and college days when you had to do these things and at the end there was some kind of examination. But I think nowadays it's quite fascinating to study subjects where you just do it out of just interest. You know, it's nothing to do with your career or anything. And
yes, well, that's what WEA is all about, Peter. And we do try to offer a balanced program throughout the year. And people will see once they look at our program for the year that it is indeed catering for many interests, areas of interest, ranging through from science to current affairs to literature, music, and even painting.
Yeah, it's a fabulous list. I have to tell you now that a few years ago I got caught up with FutureLearn, which you all know about, the online system, and I pottered about on there over a period of about a year when I had a bit of spare time. And I did things like nuclear power and things which sort of fascinated me in the background, but I'd never had opportunity to do it. And some of the courses on there, and this is a similar sort of thing, but it's on our doorstep and it's live. And I think it's, I'm so impressed by I didn't know anything about it before.
Yes, well, we are one of a number of adult education groups in Kapiti. There is, of course, Kapiti University of the Third Age, or U3A, and they make courses and general interest activities available. Similar talks can also be found at Probus clubs too. But our selling point is that we do things in depth and in detail, and normally our seminars are over about 2.5 hours, possibly up to 3 hours, including morning tea. We also, as I mentioned at the outset, have bus trips, two bus trips. We go in the field and learn with an expert guide. We have some midweek courses coming up too. I can just mention one or two of those now. We have beginner and intermediate French, which is starting next week. So if people are interested, they need to enrol now. And also we have a course running over a number of weeks on memory and thinking in middle and older age. Now, I know there's quite a lot of interest in this in the community.
Yes, it's very much a topic, isn't it, these days? Yes.
So it will be coordinated by Emma Frommings, who is a health improvement practitioner, and will be over 5 Tuesdays. Now, I know that there's interest in people not just of an elderly or older age group, but younger people too, perhaps thinking about their parents.
It's certainly a topic that's up there in the top 10 at the moment, isn't it? Anything to do with that. And everybody worries because they can't remember a name or something.
Yes.
And at the beginning of the programme, I was going to ask you a question and I'd forgotten it.
Perhaps we could go on to the next Saturday seminar after the open day. And that is the seminar on New Zealand photographers, Joseph Divis and Lloyd Homer. And that's being held on Saturday the 22nd of February, with our speaker being Simon Nathan. Simon is a geologist, science historian, and he is a local resident now. He's worked in the DSIR and GNS Science, as well as being a science editor with Te Ara, the online encyclopedia of New Zealand. He'll be talking about the work of two photographers, Joseph Divis and Lloyd Homer. Joseph Divis was a working miner, came to New Zealand from what is today the Czech Republic, and took some remarkable photos. They have been recently published in a book. In fact, I think the book is by Simon Nathan. There's also a film about his life, which was published and shown in cinemas, and also on, I think, Rialto Channel last year. Very interesting person. Lloyd Homer will be well known to, as a name at least, to people for his aerial photography for the DSIR and a lot of photography, particularly of our mountains and outdoors areas generally. So Simon will be talking about the work of those two important photographers.
That's photography is a subject that seems to crop up as well. But I get everybody takes so many photographs these days. It's nice to occasionally come across or step back to look at professional photographers and having taken umpteen disappointing pictures on your phone. To actually go back to professional photographers and see how it's done properly and what can be achieved, I suppose. That sounds like a good one as well, that one, Bruce.
Yes. Yeah. Now, the next seminar is on Saturday the 1st of March. It's titled Parihaka Lessons for Us All. And two teachers from Kapiti College, Peora Trim and Nicola Easthope, will be speaking about the things they have learnt in performing a piece of drama called Parihaka. And this has been, I think, put on at Kapiti College twice. Deora Trim co-wrote and directed the stage show, using, of course, the youth of Kapiti College. And it tells the story of a fictional family who were forced off their land and who joined the prophets Te Whaiti and Tohu. And it is about how the author believes that Parihaka can be an example for us all of working together in peace and harmony. Nicola Easthope wrote one of the characters for the production, drawing on her own research of her English and Scottish ancestry. And that character is Lydia, a colonial soldier's wife, disillusioned by the invasion of Parihaka and its aftermath. So this is talking about the occupation by the armed constabulary, Parihaka and Taranaki, and its aftermath. And I think this will have a wide appeal, this seminar, and encourage people to come along. Now, a final seminar, I shouldn't say a final seminar, but the final seminar that I'm going to talk about today is very different, and it's a science seminar with Drs. Alan Heath and Dr. Mary McIntyre, Saturday the 22nd of March. All of these seminars are at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall in Naya Road, Waikanae, very close to public transport if you're not able to travel in a car. Now, we start our seminars at 10 a.m., but I encourage people to turn up a bit earlier than that just to go through the check-in and get seated. And we do finish by 1 p.m. We have morning tea, which is provided free of charge. There are costs for seminars, and I'll go over those costs in the latter part of the program.
Okay.
Now, this seminar with Drs. Heath and McIntyre is on mosquitoes, and they are going to talk about not just mosquitoes, in fact, I think, about all parasites that we as humans have to contend with. So it's entitled Mosquitoes, Environment and People, Ectoparasites and You, Historical and Biological Perspective. And these two speakers are very well qualified scientists. Dr. Heath, for example, worked at the National Health Institute, then at the former Wallaceville Animal Research Centre, and has published widely. And he's going to talk about the broad principles of parasitology, give us an insight into its history.
It sounds, I'm sitting glancing at your brochure here, Bruce, and I'd say, I see the words blowflies, lice, mites and ticks, and I thought, well, this is,
It's just all of them.
Might have people scratching a bit. When
yes. Dr. McIntyre will look at the environmental and public health perspectives with particular reference to mosquitoes. Okay, so she's the mosquito expert, and Dr. Heath is looking at some of the other parasites and what we call pests.
Mm. Yeah, that's, well, it's perhaps not everybody's cup of tea, but it's something that affects all of us, one way or another. I mean, obviously, they talk about livestock here, farm livestock, never mind mosquitoes and our good selves.
Yes. Now, in terms of the costs, our activities are generally, apart from the open day, not free, though, as I've mentioned before, seminars are free to full-time students. But we do charge. The Saturday seminars are $20 for members and $30 for casual attendees. The best way, though, to meet the costs of WEA activities is take out our season ticket. Many of our members have season tickets, and these are set out at the back of the brochure. Page 22 and 23. It's $125 per year for a season ticket. And this entitles you to go to any seminar during the year. As a seminar would be $20 per member, you soon get your money back if you attend at least six or seven seminars. You've got your money back. Now, that season ticket includes membership. We do encourage people to become members so that they are kept informed of upcoming activities. You're on our database. You're getting the newsletters. You are supporting adult education by being a member, and you get the discount I've already mentioned to Saturday seminars and to other activities.
That sounds pretty good to me. $125 for a year's membership and access to all the seminars, because there's a lot of seminars.
There are indeed, and we do have people who will attend many of them.
Mm-hmm.
We do have people who say will attend seven seminars, which would get your money back on a season ticket.
Get your money back, yeah. Yes.
Now, how do you enrol for these for a season ticket or for membership? The details are in our brochure and on our website.
Yep.
I think it would be confusing if I went through all the details of how to enrol.
Yeah, these days it's you draw people's attention to what you can find online and things, and it's obviously these are in the library and places. I know we have them here in the radio station.
Yes,
your brochure.
The brochures are available at Coast Access Radio and the libraries of the Cavity Coast District Council. They are, as I've mentioned before, too, being posted this week to all members and those who've attended an activity in the past year or so.
Can I ask you how many members you've got, Bruce?
Yes, we had a record membership last year. People have paid up of approximately 110, and many of those would be season ticket holders.
That's pretty good.
Yes. And then we do have other people attending who are not members, and they are, of course, very welcome, but there's a different cost that they're required to pay. The other thing I'd like to mention is that you do need to enrol for activities. Okay, the fact you've got a season ticket doesn't mean that you're automatically enrolled for everything. We need to know who is actually coming to a seminar, to a bus trip, or to a midweek activity. And the details of how to do that are on the in the brochure and on the website. But very briefly, on the website, you just click on the link to register, or you phone our cell phone number, which is in the brochure. I'll repeat it though, 027 715 3677. The other way you can enrol is by enrolling online by email, carpetwea@gmail.com. And our administrator will take it from there. Our administrator, Joanne, will inform you about how you can pay. Details of how to pay, too, are also in the brochure.
All right. I'm sitting here getting quite enthusiastic, Bruce. I think I should be taking you up on an offer, and I'll be joining. So I think it sounds fascinating.
Well, that's very good to hear, Peter. And I'd like at this point to thank you for the opportunity to publicise our activities in the community. And as I say, they start on Saturday the 15th of February with our open day on climate change. It is free. Between the two speakers, we will be providing a complimentary morning tea. And the activity will conclude at 1 p.m.
Good. Well, that's excellent. Now, you pop in here about every month, don't you, or so, too, or perhaps not quite as frequently as that?
Every 6 to 8 weeks.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's excellent. Thank you. I'm hoping I'll be sitting in the same place the next time you're in, because, and all being well, I'll be talking about my experiences at some of your seminars.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, thank you, Peter.
Okay. We've been talking to Bruce Taylor of WEA. And as he said, there's a website for them and there's brochures in the library and various places. So if you're It doesn't matter what age you are, whether you're young or older, but a more mature people who are perhaps have a thirst for knowledge still sounds like an ideal route to get it and meet a lot of new people, of course. Thank you very much, Bruce.
Thank you indeed, Peter.
Bye.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.